He is under pressure because this is Real Madrid. He's been removed once by an unhappy Florentino Perez. I think he's done exceptionally.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Zach Ward commits to Ulster, and Ulster themselves make five changes for tomorrow night's URC Interpro with Munster, while John Ryan is once again deployed at Loosehead as Munster battle an injury crisis, and Chris Farrell will not appeal his sentence as part of the Grenoble rape trial. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ulster have tied down Zach Ward with a three-year contract. The Ireland Sevens Olympian joined the province, initially on trial in pre-season, and made his first start in last week's Investec Champions Cup clash with Bordeaux. Ward has taken little time to settle into the 15s game, and even made the emerging Ireland squad that toured South Africa a couple of months ago. Ulster general manager Bryn Cunningham says Ward is a great example of someone who hasn't come through the traditional route into the senior men's side. Mike Lowry, meanwhile, has been impressed with how quickly Ward has settled into their group.
Yeah, the great thing with Zach is like he's such a confident player anyway. He's confident, he's skillful, he's big, he's physical, he's got all the attributes, you know. And the fact that I've known Zach from when I was 12 years old, really, you know, so playing up through school against him and then like Ulster schools, that all through the age grades, you know, it's really helped. And he's probably one of his best traits is actually being really, really curious, like just constantly asking me questions. It's clearly like, you know, take a step back, but that's what you want, you know, like that's how the team gets better. The more people that have that trait, like the better the team's going to be. If they're just constantly asking questions of others, you know, am I doing the right thing here, am I doing this, sending you video clips, all that sort of thing. So like I think that's he's been brilliant.
Ulster have made five changes to their starting 15 for tomorrow night's festive Interpro at Kingspan Stadium with Munster. John Cooney returns at scrum half. Into the front row comes Andrew Warwick. Ian Henderson is rested this week with Alan O'Connor into the second row. And in the back row, Cormac Izichukwu and Nick Timoney make way for James McNabney and Marcus Ray. Having suffered back-to-back losses to French opposition in recent weeks, Larry believes the Kingspan crowd have a huge part to play tomorrow night against Munster.
I think it's really important that, you know, everyone gets behind the team. And like as much as it is that we show what we can do on the pitch and get the crowd behind us, you know, it works both ways. So yeah, like we love playing in front of the home crowd. It's brilliant. And you know, I think you can see from the likes of the Joey Carberry clip that we do get the best support in terms of being hostile. And you know, I'm not sure many teams enjoy coming here, so like, you know, that's what makes it fun. So
that Ulster team will have Mike Lowry at fullback, Werner Koch and that new contract signee Zach Ward are on the wings. Jude Postlethwaite and Stuart McCloskey continue their centre partnership. Ed Morgan is this week partnered in the halfbacks by John Cooney. It's a front row of Andrew Warwick, Rob Herring, Tom O'Toole. Alan O'Connor captains the team from the second row, where he's joined by Kieran Treadwell. And it's a back row of James McNabney, Marcus Ray and Dave McCann. On the replacements bench for Ulster are John Andrew, Eric O'Sullivan, Scott Wilson, Harry Sheridan, Matty Ray, Dave Shanahan, Jack Murphy, who'll make his debut, and Rory Telfer.
Starting tomorrow, only in the Daily Mail.
Got a new book deal. It's called Caring About Care. So you get all the details in that book. Leave your pre-order forms. But if you want to read about it, then there you go. So I'll put a whole chapter about caring about care. Just for you.
Weed the Evil Genius, starting tomorrow, only in the Daily Mail.
If you want to read about it, you read it in my book. That's how you get headlines, right?
Munster have patched together their starting 15 with six changes from last week's costly defeat to Cast in the Investec Champions Cup. The stricken Craig Casey is replaced by Paddy Patterson at scrum half, while Mike Haley's return at fullback allows Shane Daly to cover for Thakir Abrahams' absence on the wing. John Ryan switches from tight head to loose head, with Deanne Bluller and Dermot Barron replaced by Stephen Archer and Niall Scanlon respectively. Tom Ahern comes in for Evan O'Connell in the second row, while in the back row Jack O'Donoghue and John Hodnett are in for Peter O'Mahony and Alex Kendallin. Munster skills coach Mossy Lawler is hoping they can bounce back after last week's disappointing loss to Cast.
Last week was a little bit of a setback, but we're priding ourselves on our performance against the Lions and Stade Francais, against two really big physical sides, and what we produced on the pitch in relation to the amount of line breaks we had and tries scored. So last week was a little bit of a setback around our accuracy piece, but training has been really, really positive, as well as yesterday and today. So we're really excited about Friday night and looking to put our best foot forward.
So Munster will start with Mike Haley at full back. On the wings are Calvin Nash and Shane Daly. Tom Farrell and Alex Nankavell are once again in the centre. Jack Crowley and Paddy Patterson are the halfbacks. It's a front row of John Ryan, Niall Scannell and Stephen Archer at tight head. Tom Ahern and Finian Witcherly are in the second row. Jack O'Donoghue comes in to captain the team from blindside flanker. John Hodnett is named at openside and Gavin Coombs continues at number 8. On the bench for Munster tomorrow, Owen Clark, Dave Kilcoyne, Ollie Yeager, Evan O'Connell, Alex Kendallin, Ethan Coughlin, Rory Scannell and Brian Gleeson. Chris Farrell will not be appealing his sentence following the Grenoble rape trial. The ex-Munster and Ireland centre was convicted last week of failure to prevent a crime. His former Grenoble teammate and ex-Connacht prop Dennis Coulson received a 14-year prison sentence for the rape of a woman in March of 2017. Loïc James also received a 14-year sentence and Rory Grice was sentenced to 12 years in jail. Another member of the group, Dylan Hayes, was given a 2-year suspended sentence for also failing to prevent a crime. Although Farrell was handed a 4-year sentence with 2 suspended, he'll serve those 2 years under house arrest while electronically tagged. According to reports in the French media, he will not be appealing. Coulson, James and Grice have all signalled their intent to appeal. Farrell and Grice remain contracted to Oyonnax, who said earlier this week they would take time to consider the court's judgment before deciding on their futures. There's still no word from them on whether or not Farrell can continue playing with them. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.